Let us turn to our Bible, to Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. So Jesus, originally he was the Son of God, yet he learned obedience from what he suffered and was made perfect. And 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says that Jesus is the first fruit. Then how did he become the perfect first fruit? Before the worldly sufferings, he did not run away from it. Rather, through the sufferings, he learned obedience. Before the sufferings, the fact that he obeyed means it's not that he ran away from it with worldly pleasures. Rather, he confronted it and broke through. And that is why the Hebrews says that he was made perfect. And this path, we can symbolize it as a cross and resurrection. In other words, it is suffering and glory. Because there is glory, so there is suffering. Because there is suffering, there is glory. And the glory without suffering, we say it is cheap glory. When you look at the people in this world, you know, everybody goes through suffering. And the life itself is a cycle of problems. So when you look at the Ecclesiastes chapter 2:15, it says, "Then I thought in my heart, the fate of the fool will overtake me also. What then do I gain by being wise? I said in my heart, this too is meaningless." So in this world, whether we are wise or not is very important. But then, the fate of the fool will also overtake Solomon, King Solomon. So God created the life in a way that everybody will suffer. So if we try to avoid a certain issue or problem, then another issues will come. So if we have to face it anyway, then why not we just confront it, this good suffering? Then what is the good suffering? It is a sufferings that would bring us faith, hope, and benefits. And the path of love is like that. In the beginning, you know, we love this unconditional love of God. So following this love, we wish to live a life with serving heart. And also, that's how we walk this path of love. But then along the way, you know, we find it how it's not as beautiful as we thought in the beginning. Nobody recognizes my sacrifice. You know, there is pain that follows. But there are people who give up. But however, there are also people who continue to walk this path with perseverance. And then going beyond that, you know, then they can truly love. But then also, there is pain that follows when we love. So this path is not always good. Despite all that, if somebody chooses to walk this path of love, then that means that much he is determined to walk this path. Also, path of faith is like that. In the beginning, we begin this journey without knowing what it will be like. Also, Noah, when he built an ark on a mountaintop. Imagine how many people mocked at him. He also must have suffered a lot. Of course, you know, this path of love and faith, we begin this path with hope. So we look forward to the glory that cannot be compared to the current suffering as we walk this path, but that we need to be determined. So there are also many people who cannot even start this journey because they are not determined. But then how can one's love and faith is decided? In other words, you know, how much he can persevere the suffering, that will decide the depth and the greatness of their faith. So therefore, perseverance is important. So Romans chapter 5 says, that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character love, character hope. So we need to be disciplined in terms of being perseverance. Also Matthew chapter 5, verse 46 is, now if you love those who love you, what reward will you get? So for us to be disciplined to endure the suffering, we need to challenge our faith. We need to have a challenge for our love. And then we need to first also have courage to challenge ourselves. And this courage comes from above, from power from above. In other words, it is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, it also has a meaning of fortis. The fortis, it means to encourage, to comfort. So the path of suffering the apostles took, and along the path, they received this comfort and the power from the Holy Spirit from above. So for us, rather than avoiding the sufferings, but longing for these good sufferings, I hope that we can reveal our great love and great faith by challenging ourselves, by challenging the love with this deep perseverance, so we can reveal this great love. Let us pray. Dear loving Father God, may you help us not to avoid our sufferings with pleasures of the world, but rather by holding on to the power of the Holy Spirit from above, may we bear abundant fruit of perseverance by challenging ourselves for love and faith. We thank you. In Jesus' name we prayed.